Operator, give me the number for 911.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Hey, Doctor, sit.
Never mind that.
Why, that's me! Look at me! I'm an old man!
Hey, I'm Dr. Emmett Brown. I'm standing here on the parking lot at...
Thank God I still got my hair! October 26th. What on earth is this thing I'm wearing?
Wow, this is a radiation suit.
Radiation suit? Of course! Because of all the fallout from the atomic wars! This is truly amazing. A portable television studio. No wonder your president has to be an actor. He's gotta look good on television.
Whoa, this is it. This is the part coming up, Doc.
No. This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
What did I just say?
The flux capacitor stores... This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott! So careless. 1.21 gigawatts. Tom, how am I going to generate that kind of power? It can't be done, can it?
God, look, all we need is a little plutonium.
Oh, I'm sure that in 1985, plutonium was available in every corner drugstore, but in 1955, it's a little hard to come by. Marty, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you're stuck here.
Whoa, God, stuck here? I can't be stuck here. I got a wife in 1985. I got a girl.
Is she pretty?
Oh, she's beautiful. She's crazy about me. Look at this. Look what you wrote here, Doc. I mean, that says it all. Doc, my only hope.
Marty, I'm sorry, but the only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning. Unfortunately, you never know when or where it's ever going to strike.
We do now.
This is it. This is the answer. It says here that a bolt of lightning is going to strike the clock tower precisely 10:04 p.m. next Saturday night. If we could somehow harness this lightning, channel it into the flux capacitor, just might work. Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Everybody, you're listening to Mad Science on www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the madness and the conversations, jump over there to www.shazizradio.com/superchat.html. There you can have access to two separate chat rooms, one for the Awake Radio side and one for the Shaziz Radio side. So, I posted some links up there in the chat room, the first of which, Zero Fossil Fuel is keeping tabs on the whole Keshi Foundation, their reactor there, their Maggrav generator. And so, basically, there's a Swedish group out there that's got one of these physical devices in their possession, and they're going to run tests on this thing. to see if it is what they said it was, and so on and so forth. Of course, we all know that Zero Fossil Fuel did a replication of it, and pretty much showed that it was just about worthless. So we'll find out with this deal there. Want to give everything a fair shake. So moving right along into some real science. If you scroll down there and up, you probably have to scroll back up because I put several links in there. The first one that I want to point out is a jewel thief circuit that I believe this one's by remstar.org. It explains on how an actual jewel thief works, where you can literally get a battery, be able to use the energy all the way down to its lowest capacity, and still be able to light up a LED with it. Now, that don't sound like much, but bear with me for a second. Excuse me. Moving right along, down at the bottom, Laser Saber, I believe this is the next video down there, that he shows how to make crystal batteries similar to the ones that John Hutchinson was making back in the day. Now, these crystal batteries are pretty much like piezoelectric crystals, and you mix these chemicals together, and I don't remember all of them, but it was like alum, borax, salt, and magnesium, and he used the copper tubing and a couple other things maybe. But essentially you make this mixture, you put it in there around the magnesium, and as the crystals grow, it presses on each other and release energy. Well, Laser Sabers had some of these sitting on his shelf for like 2 years, and they're still producing energy. So with that said, moving right along down to the next one, there is a video there where a man is taking carbon and he's taking stove ash and some little bit of water, mixing them together and actually making a battery that actually has a little bit of milliamps to it and voltages as well. Doggone it. Excuse me. So anyway, the one with the carbon fiber and the stove ash is a pretty good one to take a peek at, because it's kind of like, it would be a good deal for like making survival kind of batteries during the apocalypse. You could use the ash from a wood burning stove to actually be part of this battery, and a little bit of aluminum foil and some carbon fiber if you can find some, or maybe even potentially make your own carbon with the same wood stove by finding the charcoal down inside there. Pretty sure that it would react the same way. But either way, moving right along, one step lower than that, there's a device that was out a while back called Orbo, and I hadn't heard much about it, but I did watch the documentary on it. And this one here was basically put out by OverUnity.com. He just showed that he found this device that they were talking about. Well, in this device is a power cell that it has a couple different materials. And from my understanding of it, I'm not positive on this, so don't hold my feet to the fire on it. You have to do more research to find out. But they have a power cell that I believe is like some sort of non-conductive, like rubber, that has some sort of material mixed in the rubber itself, and then that with aluminum foil basically makes a power cell that you can get small voltages off of, that literally this device is set up to trickle charge a nickel cadmium or nickel hydride or lithium battery. And so with that said, you know, it's essentially a cell phone charger. When your cell phone goes dead, you plug it into this thing and just leave it set for a while, and it'll charge itself back up and that kind of stuff. Pretty much on the same principle as the crystal battery. It's a piezoelectric kind of deal. So why am I mentioning all this? There's also, I don't think I posted it, but there's also a video or two out there of voltage doublers and step-up voltage. I didn't post it. Sorry about that. Anyway, Ludic Science. I'll have to get the doggone link and post it in the chat for you later. Can't remember. But anyway, putting all these things by themselves doesn't sound like that big of a deal. But mixing them together, you know, putting them together as pieces of the puzzle, you got something that's going to be self-generating, such as the crystal battery or the cell that's actually in the orbo there. And you can take that energy and then trickle charge capacitor banks and using step up the Jewel Thief and then step up transformers or step up circuitry and then actually be able to discharge that at a certain point into a bigger bank and so on and so forth. Would, in my mind at least, work towards making a self-contained power unit that could be made, by the average Joe. Now, it don't sound like a whole lot of battery, but what we're actually talking about here is, according to laws of physics, energy can neither be created nor can it be destroyed. So, where is it and where does it go? It's actually all around us. I mean, we're surrounded by energy. There's energy everywhere in the air, hydrogen and oxygen and all these molecules smashing into each other and dust particles that are charged up, statically charged or whatever, that that energy has to be able to go somewhere. So it bumps into each other, builds up a charge, and so all we need to do is figure out methods by which we can actually move this energy to where we want it, into storage banks and be able to charge batteries and such. Let me get a drink of my coffee here. That's why I need somebody else to join me on the show so I can, my mouth don't get dry. Anyway, the technology that I'm working with, the plasma technology, and I'm not talking the Keshi hoodoo voodoo version of the plasma technology. I'm talking about real plasma, visible light, heat, and energy in a contained unit. It doesn't take a lot of energy to actually energize this gas into the plasma state. It takes a high voltage at a high frequency, and you can basically energize the gas into the plasma state. You see this all the time with the Slayer exciter circuit and being able to light up a fluorescent light bulb wirelessly with just the energy that's transmitted from that. And so, with that said, I also threw a video link in there of heating water with magnets. And the video is pretty interesting on how they do it. They actually spin the magnets past copper tubing, and some people use copper plating and copper tubing in conjunction to get the best effect and stuff. But when they're spinning these magnets at high RPMs past this, it creates eddy currents inside the copper, which causes it to heat up, the lens effect. And so you would actually get some sort of drag on the system, like the back EMF slowing down a motor or something like that. But what's pretty impressive of the scenario is that spinning these magnets past this copper causes that copper to get hot. And the longer you spin it past her, I mean, if you watch this particular video, he's got metal that he's put in there, and it's just like got red hot, and that's pretty impressive. Now, of course, we'll always get the argument about, it takes too much energy put in to do this and that and blah, blah, blah. All the reasoning why that alternative energy hasn't moved farther than it has so far, because there's too many people that would rather deny it than try it. They don't want to try to improve on the system. But in my view, since water is a dipole molecule, I don't believe that you would necessarily even have to have the copper involved in the situation. Because the water is a dipole molecule and has a positive and a negative side on there, when the lines of flux from the magnet, the north and south, are spinning past the water, it should begin to heat up that water. Now, I ran a little test. Of course, I didn't get any substantial noticeable heat from the system, but I did notice that there was an effect that as that magnet was spinning through the water, I literally dipped the magnet down into the water, and as the magnet was spinning through the water, you seen that it would literally create a vortex inside there where the water wasn't even touching the magnet. And so that tells me that something's going on in that water. Now, because of the nature of water, you really can't see, you know, a whole lot going on in there. There's got to be some methods by which you could actually, you know, be able to see what's going on in there. But it's worthy of more research to actually do some research where you're spinning, maybe using two separate magnetic discs. Excuse me. Maybe where you're using two separate magnetic discs to spin in opposite directions to maybe increase the effect around a tank of water to get those molecules in there moving around, such as what you would see in a microwave oven when the microwaves are coming in through there and they're bombarding the water molecules, rocking them back and forth. The same thing could apply with the magnetic flux lines interacting with the water molecules and rocking them back and forth. There's also a process out there that they call cavitation, where they actually spin water in with a, like, say, a blender, a regular blender like you'd use for food processing. And you actually watch as you get a visible temperature rise in the water the longer you spin this. Now, part of some of the videos that I saw, probably some of the heat transfer was mechanical from, you know, the motor heating up the blade and then transferring that to the water and so on and so forth. But some of it was actually due to the water molecules being disturbed in such a rapid fashion at high RPMs. There's actually a guy out there that created a man-made water hammer. For those of you that's not familiar with what a water hammer is, essentially, like in a steam boiler system, when you flash water into steam and it's being forced down pressure-wise, forced down pipes to, the boiler or to the turbines or whatever, some of that water starts to cool back down. And that steam pressure will literally force that water down the pipe and slam against the walls of the pipe, actually creating extra heat in that pipe. And so his version of the man-made water hammer essentially did that. It spun the water around, and it had a disc inside there that had holes that would strategically cause the water to get trapped in and then sling out and then slam against the walls of this thing, creating a water hammer that pressure hitting the side of that deal would actually heat that water up. And it was pretty impressive of how rapidly he could get the water to heat up using this system. So, you know, one of these things by themselves doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but taking all these things in conjunction and everything else that we know about alternative energy, all the different anomalies that are out there, we could literally build the perfect generator. Now, Stephen Gibbons posted a video in the Shaziz Radio chat room there, water hammer, 140 degrees, 140% efficient. And they were actually talking about this one specific device being 70% over unity, is what they said. Now, that's something that would have to be tested, but 70% over unity literally says that, you know, you could take some of that energy to use to run the doggone thing and get it to run itself after a while, if what they're saying, because like Raymond's always talking about, the expansion of water into steam is multitudes times over what the water is in its own natural state. And so, Stephen Gibbons also pointed a video in there how to turn a trickle into a torrent, whatever that is. I'm going to have to check that one out later. I don't understand that one. But either way, somehow or another, I want to put together a live event. And I want to get everybody on a live stream who's really seriously interested in alternative energy. I'm going to try to get everybody to see if we can work something out to set a time and a date to actually get together in somebody's lab and bring whatever materials necessary and take a bit of everything that we know from the Jewel Thief to the Slayer Exciter to plasma technology, cavitation of water and all this kind of stuff in together and literally build a device to show that it can be done. Now, there's a lot of people out there right now claiming that they've got free energy, all right? And I hope they do. I really do, because, that's what the whole purpose is to, take people out from underneath the thumb of the power companies, to give them some sort of freedom or some sort of big financial relief, whatever. If we can resolve heat, then we can resolve the rest of it. Heat in some things is bad because it destroys the machinery you're trying to work with. But at the same sense, heating and lighting are the two top most expensive portions of our energy usage. When you want to run like a 220 stove to cook your turkey or whatever, that element in there drains a lot of juice. And so it takes you, the more you use it during the month, then the more your light bill is going to be. It's going to be more expensive. And as far as heating your house, if you're on all electric, same thing would apply. I have these two huge units on the side of my house that are pretty much industrial furnaces, and man, if you turn those things on and it gets below zero outside, that doggone meter outside spins like a top and looking like the doggone telephone or light pole out there is going to launch into orbit. And so I've gotten some pretty substantial light bills when I tried to run that thing. So I, had to go down to some lower wattage heating systems and just keep it warm enough not to freeze in here. That noise you hear in the background is a little heater there because due to this doggone global warming issue we got, it's colder than you know what outside and I'm freezing up. So got to try to stay warm. So that's what that's all about. And so anyway, if we can get that global warming, sped up a little bit, maybe I can get a little bit of heat and relief from the cold. But you know how it is. Anyway, taking all this stuff in consideration, taking all these ideas in conjunction with one another, I'm 100% positive. 150,000% beyond a shadow of doubt positive that if we could get the right crew in the right lab together and work together for anywhere from a week to 30 days and actually build a product that uses every single bit of simple science that we know, everything from not invoking Lenz's law, which would make at the very least a generator more efficient than it was running it on its natural fuel. We've got hydrogen technology out there where we can literally use water for fuel. We can burn waste oil. There's so many different things like wood gasifiers and Stirling engines and so on and so forth. You go out there on YouTube and look into alternative energy and you're going to find that there's a lot of different things going on out there. Now, in themselves, so far they're not to the state of free energy because people don't look far enough into the possibility here. Like the long time ago, we tried to do a contest, but we didn't even get not one single entry in this contest. We tried to get people to take, it was a little toy called a putt-putt boat or a pop-pop boat. There's two different ways that people call them. And if you actually look that up on the internet, on YouTube or whatever, you will find that a whole lot of people were making pretty cool versions of these. And I'm still wanting to build a full-size version that a full-grown man can ride around them. Because what can be made on one scale can be scaled up or scaled down. And so Steven posted a message in the chat room about that first video that I wasn't sure about. He said the first video is just how a transformer works, e.g. 20 turn primary coil, 40 coil secondary, more energy out, 20 turn primary, 10 turn secondary, less power out, simples. Cool. Alright, appreciate that, Steven. What he's talking about right there is pretty much when you get your energy from your power company, they shoot over here, they shoot like 7,000 volts down each line, all right? And that 7,000 volts is coming in at a high frequency, high voltage, and it's dumped down into a capacitor or that's what it is, a transformer capacitor. And it steps the voltage down so that it doesn't burn your house up. You know, if you got a 100 amp or a 200 amp service, it'll step it down to whatever you need for your service so that you can run your appliances. But that's how they're able to move that energy so rapidly and on demand, is by raising the frequency of that energy up high enough to where it can go out, number one, go out further than it would be before. And they also have units every so often that boost that frequency up. So it's like basically a step-up converter or or boost converter. And there's videos out there. Ludic Science, that's what I was trying to remember earlier. There's a Spanish guy out there some videos, Ludic Science. If you haven't seen him on YouTube, you should check him out. He's brilliant. He shows you all kind of stuff. He'll sit there and walk step by step through it, simple version where the average Joe can understand exactly what he's talking about. Wonderful guy. So anyway, if you took all these things together, the crystal battery, which in itself on a small scale doesn't produce very much power. Of course, some of the versions I've seen been up to 1-2 volts. You know, it depends on how you want to get this thing, how far you want to take it. You know, 1 volt in one cell, if you got 12 cells, you got 12 volts. I think it's remstar.org or LaserSaber, one of the two, are making a 15 volt version of it. And my view is this: if you can get to 12 volts constant with a little bit of amperage behind it, then you can run just about anything. You know, you keep your batteries charged up. And even if you had to add a second unit, you know, to keep up with the demand, go up to 24 volts or 36 volts, whatever it took, you know, to run what it is you need. The inverter technology out there these days is just simply amazing. And if you can get the heat portion under control, and you can turn water into steam on demand, and use that water to turn turbines, you know, what I'm talking about isn't science fiction. We've been using it for years. In the nuclear power industry, all they do is use hot radioactive material to heat up water. Instead of using hot radioactive material to heat up water, you could do the same exact thing with plasma. So all you're doing is basically shaking the water up. No different than what's going on in your microwave oven. And so if you got the capabilities of literally heating water to the point where you flash it into steam, you know, so let's say maybe hypothetically, which I'm pretty positive plasma do it in itself, let's say hypothetically that plasma's just not going to cut it, fast enough. So we take not only plasma, but we use magnetics as well. to spin some magnetic disc past the water molecules inside this, and not only are we energizing the plasma, heating up the tubing that the water is going through, but we're spinning the magnets where the magnetic flux lines are crossing the same tubing, copper tubing or whatever we're going to use inside that plasma reactor. Then now you're getting the effect from the magnet spinning across, so you're getting the lens effect and the eddy currents built up that are actually producing yet even more heat. And so, excuse me. Sorry about that. I had to take a drink. Coffee's getting cold too. So, using everything that we've talked about so far, Coltis did a video a long time ago where he took just nothing more than copper tubing and a car battery, and he was able to literally heat up water inside there. It was back when we were trying to do the pop boat contest, and he was able to, using just a battery and some copper tubing, heat that, and you could actually see how fast that water got hot and spit out of the side of that doggone tube. So got a little bit of induction heating going on. You got some, we could actually do some cavitation, because when that, when those magnets were spinning past the water molecules, it would be interacting with them. You got high frequency, you got plasma heat going on. It is, in my mind, it's so doggone simple, it's just crazy. You could literally build a superheater out of just the stuff I've talked about so far. If you can heat water up, you can transfer that water. And another thing that I had contemplated on here recently, and I'm going to try to do some experiments with it, the Peltier element works on temperature differences. And so if you could take that Peltier element and just cut out a copper plate and put it right on the back half of that, where you'd normally have a heat sink on one side, and then put on the opposite side have a copper plate, and then had them strategically mounted around some strong neodymium magnets, that, or even rare earth magnets would probably work as well. But as these magnets were spinning around, creating that effect that causes that copper to heat up, you'd heat up one side of it, and there'd be a temperature difference on the other side, and you would actually get a usable current out of that Peltier element. Now, it would be really simple to do, and somebody could test the theory in short order. So that leads me back to where I was talking about. I'd love to get a group of individuals willing to come together in a live YouTube stream or whatever, and basically plan an event to where we actually get together and we build these things. And if we could find some sort of common ground, some sort of middle place to where everybody could afford to get there and get into a lab or whatever and actually do these things, then I believe that once and for all, we can literally solve the so-called energy crisis, which in my mind does not exist. We got everything we need. We got tons of exotic materials. We got tons of ways to move energy from point A to point B. The copper wire in every single... he said you need to invest in a USB cup warmer, which is, or set up an induction ring, but you will have to use an enamel camping cup. That's a good idea. But this is something that it can be done. You know, if we could actually get everybody together and dedicate ourselves to at least 1 week or possibly a month, 30 days, we'll come up out of there with a device that can be open source and given to the public freely. And I seriously believe that in the process of doing this, We're not just going to come out of there with one device. We're going to come out of there with multiple devices. Now, if you took the heat and water with magnets concept further than what it's been done so far, and you think about it long enough, there's so many different directions that you could go in with that technology. If by spinning magnets across a copper plate produces heat, which it's already been proven that it does, and you can mount a system that had Peltier elements involved in this situation. A Peltier element, once again, when you heat one side and the other side's colder, the temperature difference produces electricity. When you run this backwards, one side of the Peltier element will get hotter than heck and the other side will get colder than heck. So that's how the concept works in reverse. They use these in igloo coolers and, like Stephen mentioned, USB cup warmers. And so imagine if you was wanting to charge your battery in your car and you built up a rotor that you could actually mount magnets to on the back half of your wheel of your car. And then as this rotor is spinning around, you'd actually only have a really tiny gap in between the copper and that rotor so that you wouldn't accidentally pick up something off the street that would stick to the magnets and cause a problem. You could actually make a contained unit so that it'd even keep out dust. But as that wheel is spinning around and creating that effect, it would produce heat that would in turn cause the Peltier element to heat up, and the temperature difference of the wind blowing through the heat sinks on the opposite side would produce electricity that would charge your batteries while you're driving. That's just one of hundreds, if not thousands, of ideas that could come from one single device. So we could actually get people motivated enough to come together. You know, we can build it all with recycled materials, prove the concept, and then take it from there. You know, I'm not a salesman, so I can't figure out a way to sell anybody on an idea. I just tell them what I know. And my building skills, because it usually takes a lot of proper tools and patience. My fabrication skills aren't very good, but my mechanical skills and my understanding in my brain is spectacular. So put yourself a good bunch of guys with a lot of really good ideas next to a bunch of guys that have a lot of good tools and a lot of good skill sets. A research and development team I call the dream team, and it's a done deal. You know, ain't no more reason to talk about it, because everybody knows it's possible and they can do it, and we could actually build excuse me. Oh. Sorry about that. I'm having troubles over here. We could actually build this into a situation where financially other people could benefit for it as well, because somebody would have to manufacture things for those that don't know how to manufacture things. And it may be a case that we could actually do this with things that are already on the store shelves that people just have to go out and gather up and put together and make them work. Worst case scenario, you got a small device that'll charge a small battery bank. Run that in conjunction with your solar panels and your wind turbines, and there you go. You got something going on. It's as simple as that. So anyway, I'm going to take a quick music break here and see if anybody's in the Mad Science chat. Stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to Mad Science. Peace and love. Turn it up.
Stumble, you might fall.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Alright everybody, I'm back. Sorry about that. Yeah, I had a few health problems here recently. I haven't been feeling so well, so worked my way through all that. Anyway, if Steven's still listening, I just reread your comment down there. It said you need to invest in a USB cup warmer, set up an induction ring. Anyway, induction and the other one that I was talking about would both be a good deal. If you happen to have a link to that specific cup warmer that you're talking about, I'd like to check that out. That'd be really interesting. Anyway, so basically all the stuff that I've talked about here so far, you know, is this going to take you completely off the power grid? And not in the little ideas in themselves, but taking all these doggone things and putting them together, you could at very least build a super efficient generator. Now, there's companies out there that are advertising that they literally have a hydrogen generator, where essentially the power that's being produced by the generator is producing hydrogen that is in turn running the engine that is producing the electricity. So that's not beyond the realms of possibility. Stan Myers was driving around a dune buggy back in 1979. The technology's been there all along. It's just that people, for whatever reason, haven't been willing to either do the research far enough for themselves and actually build one themselves, or, you know, just basically waited around for, you know, the market out there to produce these, and then they'll just go buy it off the shelf. Which would be nice if that was the case. I mean, I would go buy a hydrogen generator right out of the gate if they had one out there that would do exactly what it is that we're looking for. Because if you're burning water for fuel, you get water out your exhaust, and you ain't losing nothing in the process, and you're not polluting the doggone planet. You know, that's what they keep saying, that they're all worried about polluting the planet, yet with all these technologies available, they haven't done nothing. We're in the year 2016 now. They're still overseas fighting over oil. They're still over here causing man-made earthquakes, fracking and cracking up the ground. They're still causing sinkholes by taking the hydraulics out from under people's property and streets, and the safety issue in itself is bad enough, not to mention the pollution of the water table, which, on the other hand, they're also hollering about there's a drought here and there. So, the folks that's out there in charge of the situation, and the folks that are actually sitting down here talking about all these technologies that's been around all this time, they're either not on the same page, or one of the other is ignoring the other. If I could get just a brief time to talk to Congress or the Senate, and I could sit down there and ask them the tough questions and tell them, look, we supposedly have all these government scientists out there. They supposedly have all the answers. They're sitting here telling us on one hand that the planet is burning up, and we're dying, we're polluting our planet, all right? And then on the other hand, those same scientists are overlooking every single solution that there would be to such a scenario. I mean, we got every single thing we need to resolve the entire clean energy, alternative energy, green energy, clean renewable energy, free energy, whatever you want to call it. We have every single answer to all of the questions. Now, the reason why I'm still on air complaining about the whole doggone deal is because I know how to do what it is that we're doing, that we need to do, but I don't have access to the tools and to the skills. We need the dream team. We need actual people who really seriously believe in alternative and free energy to come together, put their egos aside, stop telling everybody what you can't do, and show everybody what you can do. It's as simple as that. The energy industry out there, they're not going to assist you in any form or fashion. You can see this every time you find out somebody that talk about solar power, and then they turn around and try to figure out a way to tax you because you're using solar power. It's hypocritical. They're talking out both sides of their neck. They're two-faced. If you're really worried about the planet, and somebody's willing to install solar panels in their house, and then you're turning around and punishing them on the other hand and charging them taxes for it, that's counterproductive and it's a bunch of BS. And it shouldn't be allowed. So they don't want to solve the energy crisis. The military-industrial complexes of the world, they make a lot of money with war. The weapons manufacturers make money. The medical industry makes money. The drug industry makes money. The governments make money. Your politicians make money. Your supposed representation makes money. It's a money-making business to keep us fighting amongst ourselves and doing all the craziness that you see going on out there. Meanwhile, you got some extremist radicals running around, you know, trying to hurt people. Thinking that they're, you know, so above all of other humanity. It's ridiculous. And people wonder why I call it mad science. I call it mad science because it really makes me mad. Honestly. It really frustrates me knowing that the answer has been right there in front of everybody's face all along. Yet, nobody's doing nothing. Sure, you got a bunch of individuals out there that are, you know, doing research, and you got a lot of, like, brilliant individuals in the alternative energy community. But what have they done? Seriously. What have they accomplished? From where I stand, I don't see that anybody's accomplishing anything. Because they aren't willing to set aside their differences and get it done. This link that Stephen put out there, thanks very much, brother, I appreciate that, is a little coffee cup warmer that works on USB, and if, correct me if I'm wrong, 5 volts is your average USB port. So you got 5 volts heating up, keeping your coffee warm. That's pretty impressive. They tell me there's all kinds of deals like this on small scales out there, all kinds of heating and cooling devices that could be used on a larger scale. Stephen says, when you approach Congress, you will have to stand in line with the oil and energy companies with pockets full of cash lobbying your Congress at the point you realize why we are in the pickle we are in. Yeah, at the point, yeah. That's the truth. You know, if I go up there with a big fat wad of cash, I'll get my congressman's attention, because that seems to be the only thing that they recognize, is that you got money. Who's going to make them rich? Who's going to give them the best retirement plan or health care system? You know, something's wrong when you got congressmen and senators and whatever they call them overseas or whatever, parliament members, that are doing fine, they're doing all well, and they're out there telling you out one side of their neck how they care about you and they care about the children. And look, folks, actions speak louder than words. You can talk about it till the cows come home, but if you ain't done nothing, then it's that. You ain't done nothing. Shut up and sit down. But we the people got to stop allowing these criminals and the corruption to walk right all over us. We ain't in the position to go out there and boot them out of office physically. And I don't advocate violence anyway. But there ain't nothing stopping us from coming together and doing what we need to do to put these ideas into physical products. When people start to see that you got good quality products that you don't have to replace every couple years, when people start to see that there is a system going on to where we're actually manufacturing, we got there's jobs opening up in every nation because there's people that need to be putting things together. When people start to see that this system over here of the people seems to work like it should have a long time ago, when these supposed representatives took office and said that they were going to protect our right to do just that. You know, industry used to be good when industry was let free. When people were able to get out there and compete with one another, and it brought a lot of brilliance to the table. It's the corrupt side of the deal that started burning people's buildings down or destroying their businesses or causing them to go out of business because of ridiculous taxes and regulations and such. It's not that we don't have the knowledge to make this a better place. It's that there are those folks out there, the small minority that keep stirring up the mess, that can continue to keep trying to divert you, the individual, away from thinking for yourself and actually getting out there using the gifts that you were given, in my view, by our Creator. Now, you have options all over the place. Everything from gardening at home. My friend Steve, he's in aquaponics and hydroponics and gardening, and he works on different little systems to where you can do this in a small scale and produce a pretty good amount of food and stuff. And he's multi-talented. He does all kinds of stuff. But he's just one of many brilliant people that come together here on Shaziz Radio and Awake Radio and People to People Radio and the Scotty Sovereigns and 1800 Online and all the other different networks out there. They're just... some of them are just so frustrated because there's only so much talking that can be done. There's so many solutions out there, and they need people motivated to use those solutions. An idea is just an idea until you put it to use. We got every single thing that we need to literally build working devices that will give people exactly what they're looking for. You know, heat, fresh water. I mean, if you made a surgically clean hydrogen production unit that you was burning the hydrogen and oxygen to produce energy that runs your internal combustion engine that turns the generator head, and reusing some of that energy to keep the process going, The exhaust coming out the side is water. And with the filtration systems that we've got these days, it's mind-boggling to me that we can't literally produce a doggone self-contained unit that will reuse its own fuel, produce hot water, produce fresh water, and run your lights at the same time, and all your appliances. There is no reason, there is absolutely no excuse outside of greed and dragging feet why this world is in the shape that it's in. If we're out there fighting over resources on this planet, and the answer's been right in front of your face all along, you know, in my view, our Creator was brilliant. Gave us every single thing, every single opportunity, every single gift, every single answer to every single question under the sun. The trick and the irony of the whole deal was all of it was scattered out all over the place. All the different talents, all the different pieces of the puzzle were scattered out to all four points of the globe. And so, people would actually have to come together to a realization that in order for the whole entire planet to benefit, then we got to put these pieces of the puzzle together. We got to come together and work for solutions and actually make it happen. In the year 2016, there's no reason for anybody to be living in squalor. There's no reason for anybody to be doing without. There's no reason for anybody to be going hungry. There's no reason for anybody to be sick. You know, one of the most popular things that I've ever heard atheists or non-believers say out there in this world was, well, if God was so loving, why would He allow all this? Think about it. It's not God allowing any of this. It's that mankind just hasn't got it. They just haven't got the big picture. It's kind of hard to get the big picture when you're huddled in the corner clutching your gold in your hand afraid somebody's going to steal it from you. You're hiding your secrets because you want to get rich. You want to be wealthy. You want to be up at the tip top of the pyramid there. Wealth and power. And those folks that are up there at the top, they're laughing at you. Because they know. They know that as long as you don't come together as a people, then you'll never beat them. Because as long as they can keep you compartmentalized and separate, they got it made. They're going to stay rich because you're going to make them rich. You're going to fight their wars for them. You're going to protest their protests for them. You're going to lobby the Congress for them. You're going to go out and buy their products for 300% or more markup for them. You're going to keep doing what it is that humanity's been doing all along. That's how come they're rich. Because they don't care. As long as they can keep the greed flowing, as long as they can keep the little girl believing that she's not pretty enough, they're going to sell it. They're going to sell the makeup. They're going to sell the diet medicines. You can't sell no drugs if ain't nobody sick. You can't sell no guns and ammunition if ain't nobody at war. You see what I'm trying to say here, folks? Common sense dictates if the planet is dying, if there's nuclear radiation leaking into the water, and it's killing off the fish, it's time for humanity to come together and plug that leak and clean up the mess. And people keep saying, oh, it's just too far gone. It's just too much of a mess. There ain't nothing we can do about it. It's crazy. Steven put in a comment, insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. Albert Einstein. It's true. And with that said, I must be flat out insane because I keep doing the same thing over and over and over, hoping to hit the right ear, hoping to get the right person motivated. There's some folks out there that have been involved in Shaziz Radio in the past and other networks that are brilliant motivators. I mean, they had the capability of getting out there and getting people to a place and gathering them. And then it was up to everybody else to get along and make it work. So, when you got the brilliant guy that's able to get you two together, then you need to take and go 100% with the purpose of why you came together and get it done. That way the guy don't get discouraged and run off. We got everything we need. We got all the people on the planet that we need. Every piece of the puzzle is there. Every solution, every answer to every question under the entire sun. If you want to know whether or not the earth is flat or round or concave or convex or triangular or dodecahedron, then doggone it, get up, take your cameras and your measuring equipment, get out there, do the math, and find out. Truth is reliant on the honesty of the people telling the truth. And if you accept whatever you're told as truth, as fact, and without research, without anything, then you get fooled. You know, it's like, fool me once, shame on me, or you, just fool me twice, shame on me, kind of thing. Folks, we need to get people over here in these chat rooms. We need to get people on the radio. We need to bring people together. We need to get past the egos and the little bubbles that everybody presents for themselves as their own little safety zone. If we're going to make anything happen, we all got to come together. Not under some one world government, not under some one world religion, but under a one world idea of spreading truth and positive and useful information and solutions to the world. That's what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to contribute. I'm trying to use whatever I got left in my brain to put these ideas on the table. And I'm asking other people to come to the same table and put their ideas down. Look, your piece of puzzle fits with mine. And if that guy over there wants to put his piece of the puzzle down there, I'm willing to bet it's going to fit with these two as well. Things get accomplished when people come together. And I don't call my show Mad Science for nothing. I call my show Mad Science because it really makes me mad. I was taught certain things in school, certain things in science class, and I'm watching as everything I was taught in my entire life by pretty much the teachers out there trying to tell everybody else now a totally different story. Either basic science applies or it don't. Either the planet is burning up or it ain't. But if it is burning up, and you're claiming that it is burning up, and you're overlooking the solution, then we're going down the same road. We're going in circles. It's ridiculous. You're going to shoot depleted uranium all over out there and tell everybody that radioactive waste is just that. Dangerous. It's terrible. Get all these nuclear power plants out there. And they normally build them in terrible spots, such as fault lines, where a potential earthquake could cause some problems. You're taking and refining a natural radioactive material into a really highly radioactive rod, and then you're putting that highly radioactive rod down in water, and you actually have a material that you call a control rod is dangling from electromagnets that you can use to turn that energy up and down by blocking out the ions. But you're able to boil water with this into steam and then turn turbines and generate a massive amount of electric power. Whereas on the other side of the spectrum, back in the day, they've used water, such as the Niagara Falls, to generate power. They've used coal to boil water into steam. They've used fuel oils to boil water into steam. Electricity to boil water into steam. So I'm kind of thinking here along the lines of common sense, man. You find the least hazardous material to get the job done efficiently, and you use that instead. Now, when you talk about hydrogen technology, everybody automatically thinks about the Hindenburg. Hydrogen's explosive, or they think about the hydrogen bomb. Well, Stan Myers was able to run a dune buggy back in 1979 off of water alone. And it's not science fiction, it's science fact. It's not myth, it's reality. Now, doggone it, if you can go in there in your kitchen, turn your microwave on, heat up your soup, and if you leave it in there too long, actually turn your soup into steam, then what Stan Myers was doing doesn't sound so far-fetched. But you don't understand what is actually occurring there. Over here we use 110 volts at 60 hertz. Now 110 volts at 60 hertz can be easily got with an inverter system. So if you got an internal combustion engine running, and you got an alternator on there that is able to charge up a battery, that is able to run your inverter and give you 120 volts at 60 hertz, you can take that microwave and you can flash water into steam. And so there's no difference there. You can get on-demand hydrogen to run an internal combustion engine, which in turn by itself will produce a lot of heat. That heat can be moved away and reused in a different form of energy. There are companies out there that advertise that they actually have working generator systems using hydrogen technology. The thing runs on water, and you just can't seem to get that out there so deep into the market as the gas generator. In World War II, they were burning wood gas to run trucks essentially, you had a gasifier, wood gasifier, which wasn't nothing more than a fireplace with an extra container in there that had chips of wood inside of it. And the heat from that would cause the doggone energy, the gases, to come out of the wood itself. And that gas would go through a bubbler system that in turn would be going into your exhaust system and running just like gasoline. So, can you understand? Can you understand my frustration? In the late 1800s, they had a mercury arc rectifier, which essentially was a plasma reactor. It not only had the capability of producing, taking high voltage AC into high voltage DC, acting as a rectifier, but it also had the capability of producing heat and light. At the right frequency, you could pretty much turn any inert gas brilliant white. You'll have halogen or helium or argon, which normally all have different colors. But since heat is light and light is heat, vice versa, the hotter you get that sucker, the brighter that light's going to become until it finally is white. They cut steel with plasma in open air. And it uses part of the atmosphere right around the plasma cutter itself to produce that heat. All the technology's right there in front of your face. You just have to be willing to pick it up and do the test. Everybody's afraid of microwaves. Everybody's afraid of radiation. And I wonder why. I wonder why. Because those folks out there, they don't want you to know the truth. If they did, and they were honest, and they really wanted to save the planet, it'd have done been done. I don't know if I can pronounce that there. It looks like Cuvolt de Sepe. I can't even pronounce that. Basically, he's got a phrase in there that says that him who wishes to be deceived by deceived is a maxim which still stands in law, sounds fair or even just, but it's just what you were saying, Shaziz. If you don't do your own research and fully understand something, it is right that you are deceived under law. Brilliant. Yeah, they'll tell you in court, ignorance is no excuse to the law. But then on the other hand, they want you to go out and pay for an attorney who essentially works for the court. You're just going to find the best way to get you into paying the judge. You know, you're thinking, well, I'm getting off on this deal right here, I'm going to go free, but you're not going free without paying the judge, because the whole system is designed for you not to know. They speak their own doggone language. You don't even know what jurisdiction you're in. Are you in a military court, a civil court, a criminal court? Are you under common law, or are you under UCC law? The court system's got you over a barrel, because unless you've studied law all your life, you ain't got a clue. And saying the wrong doggone word in court, that's it. Go to the doctor's office and watch them write out a prescription or write their notes on a deal. They'll write it in Latin or something like that. You can't read it. You don't know what it says unless you studied Latin. He might be calling you a jerk and saying, yeah, I just milked this individual for a lot of money for some placebo pills that they think is going to cure them, but it ain't. It's just going to make them feel better because they think they feel better. And I'll make more money the next time they come back. It's crazy. But that's what this system that we're out here and we're all intertwined with has to offer for us. Who your car's got a title. You got a title. Birth certificate. Car title. What's the difference? They're all attached to numbers. They're all attached to you. You can't even be free in that system that's out there. The system that is the beast that's eating you alive. You can't even be free out there. Those folks that want to get together with corporations and willing to sell their soul, well, they can make a lot of money. They can get rich as long as you stay within the corruption. But go look at the mobs of the world, the mafias, the gangs. As long as you are towing the party line, you're cool. But the first time you question authority, bam, you're out. And sometimes out the hard way, concrete shoes in the river or something. Ain't no different from mainstream science, mainstream government, to mainstream media. The system out there is so involved in itself, and it's so designed to keep those who are in power continuously in power. And it's there to keep you paying your electric bill. And every time you speak out about it, they're like, well, you know, these guys at the liquor company, they got to make their money too, you know, and it takes money to build these generators and keep them running and all that. You're just paying to help them keep it, you know, your lights on. Yeah, right, fool, when my tax dollars put that chuck hole in the road that you blew your doggone tire out, did the state go and buy you a new rim for your car or a new tire? No. Now he's the fool. The system ain't there for you. The system's there to oppress you. The system's there to feed itself. And as long as you agree with it, then that is the world that you live in. And as long as you live in that world and you agree with it, and you're willing to just let everything be the way it is, that is the legacy that you will leave behind for your children and your children's children into infinity and beyond. But if you, the average Joe, empower yourself and believe in yourself enough to educate yourself and put yourself in a position to do something good for this world, then it'll get done. Grandpa used to say, yeah, nothing will get done until you get up and do it yourself. And if you want something done right, you need to get up and do it yourself. So if you're not happy with the world, get out there and fix it. We need more people here at the table at ShazizRadio.com. If you feel like you got something to say to the world and you got something to offer, and you want to be a radio host out here, catch up with me. Catch up with Muddy or one of us out here. We'll set you up a show. And then you can help out there talking and bringing other people here to do the same thing, to help one another, to bring positive ideas to the table, to bring the solutions. I said this a million times. I will never ask anybody out there for money. I ran a little campaign one time. That's when I was in between paydays and I was trying to get something on a timely manner to my uncle who was going through a rough patch. And It was something that I felt that he needed at that time to survive, because his depression was so bad. And I didn't have really time to wait, so I asked for help. I raised maybe $20, but when I realized that I wasn't going to be able to meet my goal, and my cousin stepped up with some money to go ahead and get this done, then I refunded the money back to one person and myself. But as far as all these ideas, as far as what I pay behind the scenes for this radio show, as far as what I pay for this website and the work that's put in behind the scenes, I'm not asking for nothing from nobody. No money. And any ideas that I come up with for free or alternative energy, I'm going to put them on the table for free. I don't even care if I don't even get recognition for it, as long as it gets used. I'm not in this job to get rich. I'm in this job because I believe that the cause is just and that we need to get together and make this happen. That we need to do something beneficial for this world to make it a better place. And when my Skype got hacked and everybody was being asked to buy this iTunes cards or whatever, if you ever see my name and a comment behind my name or a link saying, asking, telling me that I'm asking you for money, then you know it ain't me. I didn't start my YouTube channel and put free energy on it, or this website and put free energy on it, to ask people for donations or money. Now, if you had some old junky copper wire sitting out in the back that you see fixing to throw in the trash, or some old electrical appliance, and you want to throw that into my mad science laboratory, I wouldn't reject that, because I could use all kinds of junk. But monetarily wise, I ain't asking nobody for nothing. The only thing I ask to the world and other individuals out there is to open your mind and share your thoughts and your ideas. And if you like some idea that I had, share it with somebody else. If you like what we're doing on ShazizRadio.com, pass the links around. Tell your friends about it. That way, everything that I'm doing behind the scenes doesn't go in vain, and it's all for something. The more people that get the idea that they can take their ideas and run with them. Somebody told me on my Redneck Hot Tub video that, hey, I'm going to steal part of your idea. And I said, I'm glad. Thanks, brother. I'm glad I could help. Because that's what it's all about. If you go back and look at my videos, there's something going on in these videos. I'm trying to get those folks out there who thinking outside the box to the table. I'm trying to get that thought process that is in everyone out there motivated. The gears are turning. The ideas are being created. The creativity is flowing. Because once you turn on a once sleeping mind into the brilliance that it is capable of, that is the domino that we need to tip to get this entire world repaired. To get everyone out there being respectful of everyone's ideas and doing everything they can to help one another. You know, just because you got an idea that didn't pan out the first time don't mean you're stupid. You were smart enough to think of that idea. Which means at some point you're going to find the right one that's going to be the right key to the pieces of puzzles that we need to actually make this world a better place. Alternative medicines, alternative foods, alternative energy, alternatives to the law. If the system is broken that we live in, and oppressive, then it's up to we the people to build a better system. And it's up to we the people to protect that better system and to share it. You can kill the man, but you can't kill the dream. Once an idea is out there in the public and Pandora's box is open, you can't shove that idea back in the box. It won't go. That's mad science. That's mad science in a nutshell. One crazy-haired mad science guy out there fighting against a system that wants to keep you down. We need more people to mess up their hair and build them a lab. Roll up their sleeves and get in there and work. We need woodworkers, we need electricians, we need painters, we need artists, we need singers, we need everything from every different direction. We need all these individuals to get together in groups and start building and creating and designing and entertaining one another. Becoming friends. Knowing your neighbor. They've spent a lot of money and a lot of time to push you all away from one another. They spent a lot of time and a lot of money to try to convince you that you are in danger. You don't want to trust this guy because he might be a murderer. He might be a terrorist. They took a lot of effort to get you to live in fear. So that you and your neighbor wouldn't talk. And him and his neighbor wouldn't talk. And you wouldn't question. You would believe what you were told. And you would know your place and shut your face. That's what it's about, folks. That is the reality of the world that we live in today. That's what we have to contend with. I know that you know it. I know that you can feel it. And if you're hearing my voice right now, and you're fed up and you want to make the world a better place, it's as simple as getting up off the couch, putting down all those electrical devices, and going out and doing something. Or if you're going to be stuck in the internet, then at least start gathering groups together to study the internet. How to make it work better for all of humanity. And I'm not talking about legislation and regulation and all that. I'm talking about learning. You know, the best way to learn how to not get beat up is to get beat up. As crazy as that sounds. I remember when I was a kid, had an individual do this tricky wrestling maneuver that threw me across the yard. I learned from it. I knew how to do it after that because I paid attention while I was flying through the yard how he did that. So even in the worst case scenarios, you're going to learn something if you pay attention. And if the internet's messed up, you do what they do over there in the Linux community. You fix what's broken and you put the good part of it back out again. That's the only way. You got to counteract the evil with something good. Well, folks, I got so much on my plate today. I'm going to end this show early because there ain't nobody... Ain't nobody around to talk some mad science today, but I got a bunch of stuff to get done so I can get some more videos out. You, the individual out there, need to believe and understand your true potential. And you need to share that with the world. Your gifts and your talents and your skills that I believe came from our Creator. They can make a difference in the world, and they will make a difference in the world if you choose to let it happen. tell your friends and this other friends and their friends to do the same thing. It's a whole pay it forward kind of idea, the positive pebble in the pond. If we're ever going to get down to the reality of the real science and find out the reality of the reality that we live in and actually do something good, make this world and this life a better place to be, it starts with you. With that said, you've been listening to the Mad Science Show. I'm going to play us up out of here with the Deep Purple, Perfect Strangers. That's pretty much what they want us to be, is perfect strangers. They don't want us to be together. They don't want us thinking and talking and doing what it is that we're going to continue to do here on Shaziz Radio. The podcasts are out there. They're written in stone. They're all over the doggone internet. Once you're on the internet, it's out there. It's on multiple servers. It's everywhere. So the people out there at the top spying on the world, they know what my views are. The people in the future, they're going to know what my views are. And I'm putting it out there on the table. The representation of the world, y'all need to get your act together. You need to stop talking out the side of your neck. Stop spying on people. Stop killing people. Stop lying and cheating and all the doggone corruption that one day is going to come back to you. 1,000 times over. Because we, the people who are the majority, are awake. Pandora's box is open. And we're coming for you. Simple as that. Peace and love, everybody. See me on the Knights of the Round Table tomorrow. See if you can bring a friend with you. I'd appreciate that. Share the links, and if you got something you need to share and you need something said, hey, I'm here for you. This is your platform. Take care. You've been listening to Mad Science.
Can you read?
space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.